Seed quality is always important for plant quality and yield. This is especially critical if you plan on growing hemp. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the place to widen your personal and professional horizons.
Hey, you got to get off the farm once in a while, you know, get away from your farm and socialize with other farmers from across the country, talk to the representatives of all the companies that are here that support the show. It's high energy. It is high energy here.
See your future clearly at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, February 27th through 29th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
As states are preparing their hemp cropping regulations, the excitement is growing. There is no doubt that hemp presents a new opportunity for growers to expand their cropping opportunities. If growing hemp is on your radar, just be sure you know exactly what you're planting. Wayne Gale is the chair of the American Seed Trade Association. He says he doesn't know of any crop that has gone from 0 to 100 in a matter of just a few years. This has created a number of challenges, so they're working to educate growers about where they can get seed and what requirements to look for on the seed bag.
With regards to THC content and also feminized seed, because the crop has to be totally female with no males. So that's an important part, because if it has a higher male content, it can destroy a crop. And if it can have a higher THC content, it can destroy the crop.
Cannabinoids like THC and CBD are present within the seed, but are produced throughout the life cycle of the plant. So the only way to test those final levels is through a crop grow out. Gale says they're advising the hemp seed production industry on best practices and procedures, which includes breeding and variety names.
So what we're trying to also do is give guidance to the industry about naming varieties, make sure that they're unique according to Federal Seed Act. You can't rename a product or take the same seed and give it several names. And we're also trying to make sure that the purity and quality of the seed is somehow identified on the packaging.
I'm Jody Henke. The ASTA has a guide on best management practices for hemp seed production. You'll find it at agriculture.com.